I arranged a delegation on the request of the great late Tommy Gorman, asked me to arrange that with Minister Norma Foley. And so we went and met with her, Donal Finney, the chair of the board, and Colin McIntyre, the principal, and Tommy, to convince her to allow this to go ahead, as the tender to go ahead as soon as possible to secure the funding before the end of the government. So I'm delighted that that tender is out, and its due closing date is in January, early January. So this allows the project to move forward to construction, which involves a refurb of some of the existing buildings and state-of-the-art new buildings and facilities.
As you say, Councillor, some 750 students currently attending the Ursuline College in Sligo. It's one of the oldest schools in Sligo town, and these facilities, I suppose, are probably in dire need of an upgrade now. So it'll be a welcome boost for the school and the student population.
Absolutely. Indeed, I went to school there myself, and as did my my aunts, and a lot of the buildings that are there since those times and are in much need of repair, and the new facilities are really needed. It's an excellent school, produces excellent results along with the other schools in our constituency, and it's much needed funding, and the design of it is state of the art and will really improve the learning environment for our students, as currently they're existing in, as you said, very old buildings that are not fit for purpose. But the building will go on in line with the current, the school will continue, and looking at the plans, it's very ambitious, and the funding is around, as I said, 28 million, 900. So it's a large project and very welcomed. But we do need it to happen very quickly, and I'm delighted that the funding was secured before the end of this government.